polls indicate a lead for Democratic candidate Barack Obama going into the presidential election. They are also suggesting that his party stands poised to make significant gains in Congress, seeking to capitalize on gains made in the 2006 congressional elections. The Democrats are hoping to add as many as 30 seats in the House and as many as 9 seats in the Senate. A 60-seat majority within the Senate would be sufficient to break Republican filibusters. Central to this possible realignment in Washington is the fact that just as in the Obama campaign, Democratic candidates are posing challenges in traditional GOP strongholds. One such stronghold is Ventura County here in California, where a retired nurse and one-time ESL teacher is challenging a longtime Republican incumbent for his seat in Congress. My guest is Marta Jorgensen. She is running against Elton Galigli. Welcome to Uprising, Marta.
Hello there.
Hi, thanks very much for joining us today. Let's talk a little bit about your opponent. He's been in this position for a very long time. It was on the verge of retirement, but then decided to stay. And he is expecting to, and polls are suggesting that he will continue his tenure into the next year. What is your position, or what is your platform, and how is it different from what Elton Galigli is offering?
Well, Elton Galigli has been a rubber stamper for the Bush administration and the Republican Party for many, many years. Obviously, that makes him totally different than me. I am running on a platform that I call the e-revolution, building a new energy, economic, environmental, educational future for our country and our planet. It's basically taking energy, the economy, you know, our environmental issues, and trying to turn it into something that is easy to comprehend by the general public. And it is totally different than Galigli, who is believing in offshore drilling, and he wants to drill in Anwar, and he wants to drill in all the national parks because he feels that being energy independent is just drilling in your country, which, really, to me, energy independence is getting off of the fossil fuel culture and getting into alternative sources, solar and tidal power, geothermal and biofuels. So that's a big difference right there.
Now, basically, would you say that your opponent is sort of a standard Bush-like Republican?
Oh, yeah. He's very, and the thing with him is that he really doesn't try to get a lot of attention to himself. And for all the years that he's been in, he's pretty much, I would say, just played it safe. As long as he plays along the party line, that nobody gives him a hard time, he can just keep going. And I know he's been on a lot of committees. I know he's been on, you know, the committees that really have a lot of say in our policies. But what I hear from my friends in Washington, D.C., who are on those committees, that they don't really like him. They don't think that he really does anything. They call him do-nothing Galigli.
Now, in terms of we just talked about your differences on energy policy, but also what about things like immigration? What about things like healthcare and the Iraq War? Mm-hmm. Your opponent, Elton Galigli, has a long history in terms of his experience serving on various committees,
right,
et cetera. His record on these issues is pretty well known.
Oh yeah, it goes forever. It goes for many, many years. Now, on immigration, he's been pushing the wall down on the border. And he basically feels that they should make it as hard for people who are in this country working, the undocumented workers, to never really get their applications finalized, and to discourage them enough that they will just go home. He just wants the immigrants who come here to basically give up and go home. And his committees have made our fees for the immigration applications to be really high. He's made it impossible for them to even complete their applications. And some of these people who are here trying to get in are members of other people's families who are here legally, and they can't join their families, you know, legally, so they end up going home. Mm. That's his philosophy with that. I don't feel that way. I think our immigrants are important to us. They come here. They provide a great service. They contribute to our economy. I think that we need to make it possible for people to come into the country from the border or from the other side, go through some kind of program where they can apply to come in as guest workers or come in and work and then go home if they want to. But this.
What about a path to citizenship?
Yeah, I believe in that. Mm-hmm. I do. I believe in a pathway to citizenship, I think. And I think that if children have lived here for several years, they've gone to school and their families have stayed out of trouble and they've paid taxes, that these children should be able to go to college, and we ought to be able to make it possible for them to improve their lives. I am more sympathetic to people who come here because they're trying to just make a better life for themselves.
My guest is Marta Jorgensen. She's a first-time Democratic candidate who is challenging Republican incumbent Elton Gallagher for the 24th Congressional District here in California, which includes most of Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. And she's a progressive Democrat running against a conservative Republican who's had his seat for a very long time. And it's an interesting snapshot of what's happening around the country. Marta, what sort of gains have you made? I mean, your candidacy is not, it's somewhat of a surprise for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You made it past the primary in June, and have you made significant gains in terms of your popularity in the counties?
Yeah, I have. Now,
what are the numbers?
At a very grassroots level, I've made a lot of gains.
Are you aware of any of the poll numbers?
Yeah, well, what's happened is that we've done this massive voter registration in the 24th district, and what we've done is we've narrowed significantly the space between the Democrats and the Republicans to the point where I think I'm anywhere between I think it's like up to 3 to 4 points now behind him, and you know, as far as how many Democrats are registered to vote. It has always been a mainly Republican area, but it's narrowing significantly, and our decline to states have grown, I think it's like 18% now.
And do you think that the same phenomenon that has that you have seen in terms of a surge for support for a Democratic candidate like yourself is what's happening around the country, where Democrats are becoming, essentially it's looking like between now and Tuesday, their position in Congress is going to be cemented in terms of a pretty strong majority?
I certainly hope so. I do think there's a trend for that, and I certainly hope it happens.
And in terms of what you would do if you are elected to Congress, in terms of how you would see your candidacy, you're a first-time candidate, so you actually don't have much experience politically in the electoral political arena. Do you think you're prepared?
I have been putting together a very qualified staff of very experienced people. And this is, I'm going to be doing a lot of training and I don't think I'm alone there. I think there's a lot of first-time congressional candidates that might win, and I think it'll be great. We won't be going in there with jaded eyes, that's for sure. I think there's nothing wrong with being a novice.
Certainly for Congress, the stakes aren't as high as they are for president, for sure.
Yeah.
But Marta Jorgensen, let's also talk a little bit about what you see in terms of the future of the Democratic Party and in terms of the future of politics here in the United States. Where do you see, how do you sort of see this moment that we're in, where Barack Obama is looking likely to be the president, where the Democratic Party is looking likely to have a lot of power, and where people are struggling with the economy and turning to the Democratic Party and away from the Republican Party after 8 years of it being in power? Do you see this as a really important opportunity for the Democratic Party to prove itself? And if so, is it up to the task?
Yes, I do. I think it is their opportunity, and I sure hope they are up to the task. That means that we're going to have to get rid of a lot of political baggage. We basically have to give our government back to the public to run, and that's just that includes the Republicans and the Democrats, who are the political insiders who really think that they are the be-all and all for policy. The American public is very smart, and I encourage them to be more involved in the day-to-day process, which is what I've done myself.
And Marta, give our listeners information about your website and also what you think they should do, particularly listeners who live in Ventura and San Diego counties in the 24th Congressional District. If they want to see your candidacy winning over your opponents, what do you suggest they do?
My website is www.jorgensenforcongress.com.
And can you spell that?
Yeah, it's J-O-R-G-E-N. S-E-N, and then 4FORCongress.com.
Are you still looking for volunteers, et cetera?
Oh, yeah. We're doing, we're trying to get the vote out. This is a numbers game right now. Win or lose, this is a numbers game. We have to get as many people out to vote as possible. So we need a lot of volunteers to do that. Especially Tuesday and Monday. It's really important that people understand that where I live, there is the Gallegly, which is the congressional district, and then the two state districts and assembly districts that are Republican, the Stricklands, Audra Strickland and Tony Strickland. We're working to get them out. And I work in tandem with Hannabeth Jackson and Fariel Masri. We do a combined, a coordinated campaign with Obama, where we go and our mailers and our phone banking and our pitches all include the entire ticket.
So listeners can find out more about all of that on your website. JorgensenForCongress.com. Well, Marta Jorgensen, I want to thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. That's been great. And I want to say hi to everybody in L.A. I used to live in L.A. myself, and wish I was there sometimes.
Well, thanks again, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
You are listening to Uprising, and I just want to let listeners know that on Monday we're going to have an entire program devoted to the 12 propositions on the ballot. That's on Monday's program. It's going to be our special Uprising guide to the ballot. And also on Tuesday, of course, we'll have a very special program, election-related program. Wednesday, we're going to have a special two-hour report back after the elections from 7 to 9 a.m. That is Wednesday morning, the day after the election, so definitely tune in for that. And also, by the way, yesterday you heard Robert Jensen on our program talking about the screening of his film, The Price of Pleasure. We weren't sure if that screening was actually happening. It turns out it is happening at the Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena tomorrow at 7 p.m. So if you're interested, definitely check it out tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. at the Fuller Theological Seminary. You are listening to Uprising, and that does it for today's program. For Sonali's subversive thought for the day, Mark Twain once said, "A lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is putting on its shoes."